From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. From president to governor to U.S. senator, Missourians will hire new state and national leaders tomorrow. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the dynamics of the impending election.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is expected to capture Missouri's electoral votes. And conventional wisdom says if Trump prevails by more than 10 percentage points in Missouri, it would help Republicans running up and down the ticket. But people like Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Chris Koster have won during strong Republican presidential years.
It's well known that the National Rifle Association is siding with the Democratic candidate for governor in this state. The manner in which I have always governed is something that is appealing both to people in the urban areas, but also very appealing to rural Missourians as well.
With Trump expected to win Missouri, Republican gubernatorial nominee Eric Greitens is trying to tie Koster to Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Tomorrow's election may shake up U.S. and state politics, but a 5.0 magnitude earthquake really shook things up for Oklahoma last night. The quake originated in central Oklahoma, and some Missourians even reported feeling tremors. Cushing, Oklahoma, near the epicenter of the quake, is known as the pipeline crossroads of the world and is home to one of the world's largest oil storage facilities. Tomorrow's election day, but before you go to vote, you may want to check your assigned polling place first. Boone County added 36 new polling places since the Missouri primary in March. Before heading to vote, you should check to make sure your polling place for this election hasn't changed. Your polling place is determined by your home address. If it's changed since the last election, update your residence information online or by calling the Boone County Clerk's office. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren says voters can change their address until 3 p.m. on election day.
We will have probably 4,000 people on Tuesday who've waited till Election Day to update their address. Everything we do has a paper backup system, but the people who don't update their address aren't on the paper listing.
All Boone County registered voters should have received a notice of election, including their assigned polling place and residential address. If you didn't receive a notice, you can check to confirm your polling place details online at www.showmeboone.com/clerk. This election marks the first time since 1992 that there are no incumbent state executive office holders running to defend their positions. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is term limited and prohibited from seeking a third term, along with Treasurer Clint Zweifel. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is not appearing on the ballot after a failed attempt at the Republican bid for governor. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster is seeking the governorship, and Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander is seeking Roy Blunt's Senate seat. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.